You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott Miller, who covers Major League Baseball for the Bleacher Report. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing real well, man.
We're hanging in. We're hanging in. And again, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Just give me your big picture on baseball and where we stand now and where we could stand, you know, 6 weeks from now on how we feel about the game.
Yeah. Well, I wish a couple things. As a baseball guy, I'm glad it looks like we're finally to the point of getting the game back on the field. We need games. Anybody that's sitting at home, and that probably includes most of us, each evening, clicking through the Netflix queue, trying to find something else to watch. It's like, geez, it'd be nice if there were games. That said, I wish I felt better about it. I mean, it's just been such a distasteful process for the, you know, public negotiations, leaks, and trying to make the other side look bad. And I mean, I think people, generally speaking, you know, were nauseated by it from the standpoint, you know, everybody's worried about the physical health either of themselves or their loved ones as this virus makes its way through the country. People have been scared financially. They've either lost jobs or they've had to take pay cuts. I mean, we've got the biggest roll call on the unemployed list right now in this country than at any time since the Great Depression. And against, you know, we've had the social justice marches and the murder of George Floyd on the street in Minneapolis. All of that, you would like to think players and owners would have, you know, met in the middle, both sides given more than they wanted to give and said, you know, that's fine. We're getting a deal done because we're, you know, this country's going through hell this summer and we need to get the game back on the field. And, you know, had they done that, I mean, we'd be talking initially. They wanted to try to get, you know, get the game back on the field. And, you know, remember when we were talking around the July 4th date and, you know, I mean, we could be, you know, 10 days away or whatever it is from games right now. But instead, it was just ridiculous. So all of that said, you know, overall, I'm happy. And I think probably most people are to get the game on the field. But, you know, I feel like exhausted from trying to listen to these guys this summer.
Totally agree.
I'm with you there too, Scott. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I keep saying this, we had eight proposals in 3 weeks that we went through, Scott, trying to figure out if we could get baseball back on the field. And maybe you don't have the answer to this, but when balls are thrown and attempted to be hit by somebody else, is this going to cause a boatload of damage for the long term, or is it just the minute we start actually playing baseball again, this stuff will fade into the distance?
You know, that's a really good question, and I've wrestled with that one off and on. And I don't think it's necessarily going to go away. I mean, I think people will be happy to have baseball back, but, you know, the other side of it is, you know, everybody, you know, most – everybody will be watching the games on TV. Obviously, no fans can go into the stands. So you're not even going to have that immediate measure when the games begin of, okay, are people so happy it's back that they've forgotten about everything? Because, you know, there won't be any attendance counts in the stands. You won't be able to say, well, you know, tickets are selling more than you would have thought or less than you would have thought because, you know, flat out nobody could go. So, you know, I don't know. With people, you know, they'll watch games at home, but, you know, we might not know the damage done to the game, or if we're overestimating it until, you know, whenever we get a little closer to normal and the gates open up and fans can come back. But, you know, and unfortunately that could be a little while or a long while because, you know, I know a lot of us, certainly myself included, were hoping when spring training shut down in March that, you know, then it got serious and everybody was told stay home. I was hoping, like a lot of people I know, if we all did what we were told, you know, keep our heads down, stay home, wear masks, wash our hands, that hopefully, you know, as a country, we get through this sooner than later. But, you know, the frustrating thing and the scary thing is, you know, here we are on, what is it, June 23rd, and we have like, 20, the numbers are going up for the virus in like 23 states or whatever it is. So the reason I bring all that up is I think we've gone from early in the summer hoping, well, maybe the games can start in empty stadiums, but then, you know, maybe by September sometime they can start to let fans in. And I think that ship has sailed. And then you look ahead to next year, you know, opening day, you hope, well, hopefully this is just a weird, you know, crazy bad summer. And by opening day next year, you know, that things will be back to normal. But, you know, that seems a long way off still, and there's no vaccine in sight. And I know talking to a couple ownership sources, you know, they're worried about next year as well because, you know, first off, you know, back to how we measure how disgusted fans are, will fans even be allowed into ballparks by April? Will we have a vaccine when next season starts? And secondly, if they are, will social distancing requirements still be in place from the state to state? And how skeptical will fans be of even saying, I don't want to go to a game yet because I don't want to mingle with that many people? And as week, you know, he said, you know, we very well could be in a situation where next year, even if we allow fans, a sellout could be 16,000 people. So, you know, we've got a long way to go in this. And I do think a lot of people, you know, will have a bitter taste in their mouth after watching the players and owners this summer. And I just hope it doesn't linger, you know, too deeply and for too long.
So let me ask you this question. Would it have made a difference if the players had agreed to last night's proposal by the owners to go back? How much of a difference would it have made? Because it seemed to me like the players were just hanging on to that they wanted the grievance, that they wanted to be able to hang on to the grievance and make the owners force them to play.
Yeah, it did seem that way. I don't know. You're right. By the time we got to last night, I think most people figure these two sides could have come to some kind of agreement a month ago or 6 weeks ago. And I mean, even if the players agreed yesterday, I think it would have been better. I think it hit if they were going back to work and we were commencing with the season under an agreement, even if it was last night, I think last night would have been a little late. And I think bad feelings all around would have remained from the fans to the players, the owners. But I think the players and owners would be going back to work even at a late agreement, if it was agreed to last night, at a more harmonious time. And they both would have said, look, we're thrilled we finally got an agreement. It took too long, but look, you know, bygones, let's try to move forward. We're in agreement. That's the good news. But, you know, they're not. And so, you know, the other thing is where the players are concerned. I mean, I don't blame them in a way, you know, I mean, you know, it's hard to judge other people's pocketbooks. And I know the players, you know, held on to, you know, full prorated salaries and all that, but, you know, they declined a lot of other things where there could have been a compromise reached. And by holding out as long as they did and not agreeing to anything, you know, they have that grievance everybody's talking about in their back pocket. But, you know, it's amazing. They've given up a bunch of things. I mean, they're gambling, putting all their chips into that grievance basket. And I know some owners have said, you know, they feel pretty comfortable. There's a long enough paper trail now, especially when Commissioner Manfred flew out to Tony Clark's house last week to try to hammer out a deal. You know, there was that. they tried to do an 82-game season and a 76-game season. They're comfortable that they don't think the players have much to stand on and regarding the grievance. And, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not a lawyer or an arbiter, so we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, who knows if the player's going to win or not. But gambling like they have, they better win that thing, because some of the stuff they gave up, I mean, you know, for example, the postseason this year in October, they're playing that for free. There is no winner share in the World Series or the ALCS, because the players' money in the postseason comes from ticket revenues in the first four games of each series. And obviously there won't be any ticket revenues because there won't be any fans. The owners keep the playoff money. And the owners keep the playoff money, and the players get paid from tickets. Well, they've declined that. So, plus the owners had offered some, whatever it was, $30 million more in salary relief, because they were concerned. They already paid some players some salary up front back in April and May, and then that was it. So what's going to happen is a lot of the players that are playing for the, you know, close to the major league minimum of $500,000 or whatever, they're now going to be playing, you know, all they're going to be owed for the whole 60 game schedule is like, you know, $25,000 or whatever it is. It's I don't want to say they're going to be playing for free, but by baseball terms, close to it. So there's a lot of head scratching to be done when you're looking at things, especially from the player side.
Scott Miller from the Bleacher Report joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Scott, let's get into something that took place on the field involving this proposal. What do you think of the idea of having a runner on second in extra innings?
That's, you know, that falls into my whole blasé attitude about at least the game's back on the field like we talked about, but I don't feel great about it after all this. That kind of falls into that. I mean, I think, like, early in the summer – I mean, but the bottom line is, whatever. I'm not a fan of it, but I think we have to view this summer, whatever is played this season, we have to kind of take it out of the background of baseball history and put it over there on its own island and look at it through that prism as just a one-off, an outlier, because this season was never really going to be able to be compared to any other baseball season, especially now that we're down to 60 games. You know, I mean, it's going to, you know, it's going to look like, you know, you line up, you know, 10 puppies, and then in the middle of that lineup, you've got like a little kitten. And that's what this season is going to look like. It's not like anything else. So that said, early in the summer, was more of a mind of, look, whatever they want to try, you know, whatever it takes to get the game back on the field. If they want to put a runner on second base to start the 10th inning, I would not want that for regular baseball. And when we return and get back to normal, I don't want to see that anywhere near a 162 game season. You know, but my attitude was, well, again, whatever it takes to get this game on the field, you know, and like Joe Maddon said, talking to him, you know, right after this started, you know, like Joe said, look, if ever there's a time to experiment with things, this season's going to be it, whatever there is of this season. And, you know, hey, if they want to try six things, let's try them. And, you know, maybe two things everybody ends up liking, and we say we keep those. And maybe the other four things everybody hates, and we junk them. I didn't mind looking at this season as kind of a petri dish. And, you know, I guess I still don't, because the bottom line is, you know, whatever it takes at this point to get the game on the field. But yeah, I mean, I'm not thrilled with a runner on second base to start the 10th inning or whatever inning it is. And I can stomach it, I guess, for 60 games, not thrilled with it. And I sure hope it doesn't stick.
Scott, last question for you. There's no way they screwed this thing up by 5 o'clock tonight. Is there, is there any way they mess this thing up?
I don't often do this, but I'll answer your question with a question of my own. Have you been watching the last 3 months of negotiations? Yeah, I think, you know, there could be something crazy come out of it. But the other thing, and this is going to almost be insult to injury, there's a way they could screw it up. But there's also remains the possibility that they still negotiate a deal by 5 o'clock. And if not, the season's implemented and they go to spring training next week, there's still a possibility that they could negotiate a deal between now and opening day, which looks like it's going to be July 24th. If they end up, after all this, negotiating a deal, be it today or in the next 3 weeks, that's that's almost insult to injury. It's like, really? You had to show us all of your ugliness and then get to the point where Manfred implements the season and then go further than that, and now you negotiate a deal? I don't know that they will. I don't think they will. Players will hold on to this grievance, but, I mean, that's a possibility too.
Oh, man. All right, I'm just going to sit here and hope something's done by 5 o'clock. How's that sound?
I said it earlier.
Scott, early. Thank you so much.
I said it earlier, Scott.
Bleacher Report.
These guys, I wouldn't trust them to put together a takeout order, man.
Correct. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. All right, we'll read you Bleacher Report. Of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.